弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's first read a few passages.
第一处在以赛亚书。
First one is in the book of Isaiah.
四十三章。
Chapter 43.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们念一节。
We will just read this one verse.
但是虽然只有一节的圣经。
Although this is just one verse,
但是我们看到这段经文给我们看到了一个极其奇妙荣耀的意象。
But this verse lets us see this extremely wonderful and glorious matter.
并且这个荣耀的意象。
And this glorious vision.
这个预言已经成就了。
And this glorious vision has already been accomplished.
感谢神。
We thank God.
第七节。
Verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我为自己的荣耀创造的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him.
是我做成的，所造作的。刚刚姊妹已经给我们念了这段，这里讲的是我所做成的，这个做成我们知道就是 formed。
And here I have formed him.
所造作的 made.
Yes, I have made him.
Form 也好 made 也好，我们知道这个 tense是已经过去了，不是将来的。
Whether it's form or make, but we know according to the sentence that it's a past tense. It's done deal in the past.
并且这个 form 这个字很有意思。
And also it's very interesting this word form.
这个 form 就是在那里有个模型。
It tells us that there is a mode there.
那里有一个样式放在那里。
There is a shape, a likeness there.
有一个 shape, 有一个 figure 放在那里。你就照着这个模型，照着这个样式把它制造出来。
There is a shape, there is a figure, there is a mold, then you just make the things according to it.
感谢主已经做成了。
We thank the Lord, this has already been accomplished.
好，等会我们再来交通解释。
And later on, I will elaborate more and fellowship on this verse.
好，我们再来看一处在新约约翰一书。
Now in New Testament, 1 John,
第五章
Chapter 5.
第十九节
Chapter 5, verse 10.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都偶在那偶者手下。
Chapter 5, verse 19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
我们知道我们是属神，弟兄姊妹，你有没有知道你是属神的？
We know that we are of God, beloved. Do you know that you belong to God?
我们刚才念的以赛亚四十章，凡称为我名下的人，都是为着我荣耀所造的。弟兄姊妹，你要知道什么叫称为主名下的人，就是属于主的，归给主的，为主而活的，是这个surround his lordship， 完全投向在他的主权底下的，这就是称为主名下的人。
We just read Isaiah 43. Everyone who is called by my name is created for my glory. Do you know what it means by called by my name? That means that you belong to the Lord.You are of the Lord. You surround yourself under His headship.
我们是属神的，感谢神。
We give thanks to our God that we belong to Him.
全世界都谋在那恶者的手下，我们不是。
Although the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one, we don't. Verse 20 now.
特别注意啊，这段话。
Let's notice especially this whole passage.
我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，并且将智慧赐给了我们，使我们认识认识认识。弟兄姊妹，特别注意这一个认识这个字，在希腊原文里面这个我们知道就是同族有了一个非常非常非常亲密的一个关系在里头，就像夫妻之间的那个同房的那个关系在里头，这叫认识。
Here, verse 20, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Let's pay special attention to this word, know. We know that here the Lord is speaking of an extremely intimate relationship, very, very close relationship. The relationship between a husband and wife, as though they have this relationship of intercourse, of knowing so intimately of each other. This is called
genosko
in its Greek original.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有真正认识这位？
So, brothers and sisters, do you really know this true one in such a way?
你这是头脑里面的认识呢？你还是心灵里面的认识，与他有了一个关系。
Or is it the knowing in your head, or it is in your heart, in your spirit, that you truly have this intimate relationship with him?
约翰福音十七章第三节说，认识那位，这位真神。并认识他所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Because in John 17, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ you have sent. And this is a true eternal life, true knowing.
所以底下说，是我们认识了那位真实的，我们也在那一位真实的里面，看见吗？我们在他的里面，所以这个约翰福音三章十六节说，我们这个神，我们都说的一句圣经，他怎么差遣独生儿子？他爱我们，这个爱我们世上的人，差遣独生儿子，叫我们信他的人，信就是 believe in， 不但相信，相信到他的里面。
Here, as we continue to read verse 20, that the Son of God has come and has given us this understanding that we may know Him who is true and we are in Him. This in Him is just like John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave in His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him, that believe is this We are in Him. Believe in Him.
好，就是在他儿子耶稣基督的里面，又再次讲到里面。
And once again, we are in His Son Jesus Christ. This is so very important. In the Son of Jesus Christ.
我们在他的里面，他在我们的里面，这是个永远的连接，夫妻之间永远的连接。
We are in Him and He is in us. This is the eternal union of a husband and a wife.
就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永神。这就是真神。谁是真神？主耶稣基督就是真神，他也是永神。现在我们明白了什么叫永生。
This is the true God and eternal life. So who is this true God? That is our Lord Jesus Christ, and also He is the eternal life.
感谢神，我们来看启示录第十九章。
We thank God for this, and now let's read Revelation chapter 19.
我记得我们在第这是十六讲，在十四讲的时候，我也用过了这一段经文。我们今天还需要来看一看。
This is my 16th sharing with you, but I remember in the 14th sharing, I used the same passage. Today, we'll consider it again.
我们这里看到哈利路亚，四次提到哈利路亚。这是在新约教会第一次提到的哈利路亚，你们要赞美耶和华。
In New Testament Church, this is the first time we see the word Alleluia, but in chapter 19, it's mentioned four times.
Praise、Hallelujah, the Lord. 为什么要哈利路亚？这么高兴，这样的赞美、欢呼、喜乐呢？
Why do they are so joyful? They are so glad. They shout for joy.And calling out, Alleluia.
这里有三件事，用四次的 Hallelujah, 我们来赞美耶和华。
With this fourfold Hallelujah, and it simply praises the Lord in three matters.
第三节说，又说 Hallelujah, 烧淫妇的烟往上冒，直到永永远远 Hallelujah.
Verse 3, again they said, Hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and ever.
这是出来的时候，羔羊的愤怒，神的愤怒要倾倒下来，要把那个淫妇烧毁了，这个烟要往上冒，一直到永永远远。
This is when the Lord returns, that the wrath of God, the wrath of the Lamb will burn this great harlot, and the smoke will rise up forever and ever.
这个淫妇是谁啊？启示录十七章告诉大巴比伦神倾倒了，这是宗教。
Who is this great harlot? In chapter 17, we read that fallen, fallen, great the Babylon, and this is religion.
整个世界的系统全部崩溃了。
The whole world system is now collapsed.
我们看见世界整个系统，第一个就是宗教，你不要看轻这个宗教的影响。
Do not despise the influence of the religion, because in the worldwide system, the very first one is religion.
还有文化教育这个制度。
Of course, the culture, the education, the whole system.
还有政治
The system of the politics
还有经济
Economics
还有军事
And armed forces
整个五个系统全部毁坏了
The five systems
第一个讲到淫妇
The five systems will be totally destroyed The very first one mentioned is this great harlot
所以我们要 Hallelujah
Therefore we shout out Hallelujah
然后第二个 Hallelujah
And the second Alleluia here
第六节
is in verse 6.
我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音说 Hallelujah 为什么？因为主我们的神全能者做王了，他的国降临，耶稣基督要做全地的王。
In verse 6, this is when the Lord Jesus returns. His kingdom has come, and he will be the king over the whole land.As I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunder, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns.
我们看见这个 Hallelujah 也包含说教会的背体。
It also includes all the rapture of the church.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊混去的时候到了。心腹也自己预备好了。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready.
特别注意弟兄姊妹第八节。
Take special note of verse 8, please.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这个细麻衣就是圣徒。的义没有所行的义，你去看 King James Version 翻译的最正确，其他的版本都是讲到所行的义，但是要特别注意的这句话是圣徒的义，不是所行的义。哎呀，这个进出太大了。
And verse 8, to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Only King James has translated it correctly according to its original. So what you should read is, the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Instead of righteous acts, there is a stark difference here.
感谢神。
We are
Today
I do not have enough time to share in detail on this verse.
为什么?
Why?
因为这一节圣经有不同的解释。
Because there are different explanations regarding this verse.
一解释到这节圣经，弟兄姊妹之间可能就会争论这节圣经。
Whenever we try to explain this verse, there might be arguments among brothers and sisters.
就是争论这一件西马意，就是圣徒的意。
Because this issue of the bright and white linen is an issue among brothers and sisters.
可能会争论的大家面红耳赤这句话。
We might be arguing with each other, even to the point of being red-necked.
所以我今天就是这么提一提，到了第十七讲，我还要很仔细的、很深入的，我们来交通这一节圣经太重要了。
So today I would like just to mention it briefly, but in my next sharing, the 17th sharing,I would like to go into the detail and the deeper meaning of this verse.
好，我们低头祷告。
Shall we please bow our head and let's pray?
主，当我们来到你宝座的跟前，我们能够献上什么？
Lord, as we come before your throne, what can we offer to you?
所有的都是你给我们的。
Because everything we have is given to us by you.
都是恩典。
It's all from grace.
都是怜悯。
All from your mercy.
都是你奉神的慈爱。
All from the multitude of your mercy.
主，就是我们献上的赞美诗歌，也都是你的话。
Even our praises, our hymns are based upon your word.
主，我们敬拜你主。
Lord, we worship you.
主，我们称颂你。
And we sing your praises.
我们要赞美你荣耀的名。
We want to bless your glorious name.
荣耀的名。
Your glorious name,
超乎万名之上的名,
that is above every name that is named.
万切都应当归拜, 万口都应当称颂。
Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess.
在天上, 地上, 地底下的。
All things that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
万口都要称颂, 主, 你是我们的主。
Every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ.As our Lord.
是你拣选了我们，是你呼召了我们，叫我们成为你名下的名。
Because you have elected us, you have called us, and you have called us by your name.
我们把今天早晨这段时间无依无靠的，我们就交托你，等候你。
Defenselessly, helplessly, Lord, we simply commit this short period of time this morning to you, and we simply wait upon you.
主，愿你的恩典与你的仆人的灵同在。
Oh, let your grace be with the spirit of your servant.
但愿你的恩典与我们翻译姊妹的灵同在。
And also let your grace be with the spirit of the sister who interprets.
也但愿你的恩典与在座的每一位属于你的儿女，称为你名下的名同在。
And also let your grace be everyone here who is called by your name.
祝你得着荣耀。
Lord, may you be glorified.
原来荣耀都是你的。
Because glory belongs to you.
主，荣耀都归给你。
Oh Lord, to you we ascribe all the, your glory.
主，你的仆人翻译实在需要你的恩典能力。
Oh Lord, your servant and your sister, the sister who translates do need so much of your grace.
主，你复活的大能腾离他们一切的软弱。
May your endless power resurrection devour all their weaknesses.
基督在我们身上不是软弱的，在我们里面是有大能的。
Because Christ in us is not weak, but with great power.
主，每一句话带着能力。
O Lord, that every word that proceeds comes with power. None of the words will return in vain. So that the deep can call upon the deep. Let your word be our light, the bread of our life, the light and the spirit.
主但愿全兵丰富智慧能力称颂珍贵都是归给你。
That power, wisdom, glory, honor, blessings be unto you.
唯有你是配。
Because only you are worthy.
祷告祈求是因主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，感谢主，我们有差不多有两个月时间吧。我们上次交通到基督那差不多的丰富第十五讲。
Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord that it's about 2 months since we last share on the unsearchable riches of Christ.
我们中间还经过了一个成灵会。
And also in between, we had.Our Spring Memorial Day Weekend Conference.
我相信弟兄姊妹对我两个月以前给你们交通的可能记得不多了。
So I believe that you probably don't remember much I shared with you 2 months ago.
所以今天呢，我想我把第十四讲、第十五讲，把它的整个最中心的、最重要的那一点，我想我再做一个 conclusion。
So I would like to make a conclusion on the most important center of my sharing of the 14th and 15th messages.
为什么要做个 conclusion 呢？因为它同我们今天交通的主题，就是以赛亚书第43章的第七节，有非常非常的关系。
Why do I want to sum up what I have previously shared? Because this has so much to do with Isaiah 43:7, which we just read.
我们还记得我第十四讲，我的主题就是在撒加利亚书的第六章。
I recall that in my 14th sharing, my theme is in Zechariah chapter 6.
弟兄姊妹还记得这段经文吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you still remember this verse?
看啊，这是万军耶和华说的，看啊，我要在大卫的苗裔中，时间到，我要在大卫的苗裔，那个苗裔，要他在本处生长起来，他要建造耶和华的殿，他要建造耶和华的殿。
Behold, this is what the Lord says. Behold, the man whose name is the branch. He will branch out in his place, and he will build the temple of the Lord.
两次提到建造耶和华的殿。
And twice the verse mentions that he will build the temple of the Lord.
并且他要担负真容。
And he will bear the glory.
感谢神。
We thank God.
接下来最后的一节，我特别提醒弟兄姊妹，不但是这一位要来建造耶和华的殿，远处的人也要来建造，这是耶和华说的，这件事必定要成全的。
As I reminded you last time, it's not only the Lord himself will build his temple, but also those who are far away, they will also come to build the temple.
并且这一位
And he will bring it to pass soon.
并且他要坐在宝座上执政王权，他还要坐在祭司的位上，两者谋定和平，对不对？
And this one will sit on his throne and rule, and on his throne he will be the priest, and the council of peace will be among these two offices.
所以这一段经文我是在第十四讲我同弟兄姊妹交通的。
And this is the verse I use in my 14th sharing with you.
我上一次的第十五讲 我的重心就是在诗篇第四十五篇。
And in my very last 15th sharing, my focus of attention is on Psalm 45.
我们看这个非常奇妙的预言，奇妙荣耀的意象。
And here we see such a, amazing and wonderful, glorious vision.
我们就是看见王后，王和王后和他许多的女儿。
And here we see the king and his queen and the king's daughters.
我们看见王的尊荣、富贵、荣耀。
And we see the glory, majesty, fullness of the king.
我们看到这一段经文特别的突出的是王后。
What's most prominent in this whole verse is the queen.
哎呀，王后的尊荣、美丽。
Her beauty, her glory.
连王都羡慕她。
Even the king admires her.
然后我们看见她所穿戴的是什么样的衣服，等会我们可能还会讲到。
And then we notice what kind of clothing she put on.
他们要欢欢喜喜地被引到，他们要进入王宫。
With joy and gladness, they will be led forth, and they will enter the palace.
我们知道这一段话同刚刚念的以赛亚书第四十三章完全是吻合的。
We know this verse is so totally congruent or matches the 43:7 Isaiah.
弟兄姊妹，今天我的重点是以赛亚四十三章。
Now today my focus is on Isaiah 43.
成为我名下的人，成为我的荣耀。
Everyone who is called by my name is created for my glory.
什么是神的荣耀，弟兄姊妹？
Beloved, what is the glory of God?
不错，诸天都在那里数说神的荣耀。
Indeed, the heavens declares the glory of God.
所有受造的都在那里把神的那个荣耀发表了一点点的荣耀发表了出来。
All creation discloses just a little bit of God's glory.
但是这个荣耀算不了什么荣耀。
But this glory is not really that the glory.
他的荣耀要在所造的人身上彰显出来。
His glory, he wants his glory to be revealed in the man he created.
他的荣耀要在所造的人的身上发表出来。
He wants to manifest his glory in the man he created.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫荣耀？
So brothers and sisters, again, what is glory?
荣耀就是神自己彰显了出来，这叫荣耀，就是神把自己彰显了出来，这叫荣耀。
Glory is simply the manifestation of God himself. When he reveals himself, it is glory.
我做个比喻，好像一个电灯泡一样的，电灯泡。它没有光的，一个玻璃的，一碰就碎掉了，
like、a
一个器皿而已，对不对？
I'll give you an example, just like the light bulb. It's made of glass. Once you break it, it's broken into pieces. It has no glory of itself.
没有光。
It simply has no light.
但是当电一通到电灯泡里面，若是这个电灯泡是一千次光的，哇，你就看见。好亮好亮啊，一千只光的光。
But once the electricity is plugged in, and the electricity goes connected to the bulb, say it's 1,000 watt light bulb, then you see so bright instantly.
你就看到电是做这个器皿就彰显了出来，对不对？
So the light bulb is simply a vessel, and through this vessel, the electricity is shown.
所以这个电就是它的这个荣耀的彰显就是当这个通了这个电发出来的光那就是电的荣耀。
So to speak that the glory of the electricity is when the bulb goes on and all the light is being shown forth.
那么到底是什么神荣耀自己的彰显呢？
Then what exactly is the manifestation of God's own glory?
弟兄姊妹我们交通了基督拿吃不透的丰富经第十六讲了一开始我就讲了很多很多关于这方面。
Now, this is our 16th sharing on the unsearchable riches of Christ, and I have touched upon this glory of God for so many times.
神的荣耀就是他的性情、他的性格、他的美德各个方面，也就是基督那差不多的丰富。本来这个丰盛都是在神本体的真相，多是应在他的儿子耶稣基督里面的。现在基督在我们里面，也要把这个荣耀、性情、性格从我们的身上彰显出来，这叫荣耀。
The glory of God is simply the divine nature, the attributes of himself originally is beingstored in his Son. So in Christ Jesus dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, but now this glory God intends to be revealed in us.
我们感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
我们本来就是这个器皿，在这个罗马书第九章的我们看到应该是在第几节二十二节吧。第九章的二十二节那里说我们本来是苦怒的，对不对？预备造毁灭的器皿。
We are simply vessels, as in Romans chapter 9 we read that originally we were all vessels for wrath to be destroyed.
我们都要把我们毁掉的，像个灯泡一样打得纷纷碎的，这个器皿没有用的。
Originally we were to be dashed to pieces just like the useless light bulbs.
所有我们的心情心格没有办法把神的荣耀彰显出来的，叫神的名得到毁谤羞辱。
None of our characters is able to manifest God's glory, God's nature. We simply put him to shame.
但是感谢神，神要把他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那个蒙怜悯早预备的那个器皿的里面。
But we give thanks to God because he wants to make known the riches of the glory on the vessels of mercy, which he has prepared beforehand for glory that is us.
这个器皿就是我们被神造的器皿。
That is,
不单是犹太人，也包括了外邦人，这有什么不可以呢？
That's us who are called not only from the Jews, but also from the Gentiles. And this is God's intention. Is there something wrong with this?
感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
当神的那种性情美德，从整体的教会，我们没有办法得到神的那所有吃不透的丰富，必须要写作整体的一个教会，就是基督的身体彰显出来。
Through the corporate church, through the body of Christ, that we will fully exhibit the divine nature and his virtue, we do know that none of us can do this individually.
弟兄姊妹，我们还要回到最开始神造人的目的是什么？
Brothers and sisters, let's now again come back to the very beginning purpose of God's creation of man.
那就是创世纪第一章。
And that's in Genesis chapter 1.
当你一打开你就看到这句话。神怎么说呢？神说我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式来造人。
Once you open your Bible, you will read it right away. God says, let we make man according to our image in our likeness.
我们
According to our image.
谁是我们？
And let we make man. Who are we?
我想不单是照着神，神没有形象的，神也没有样式的，神就是灵嘛。灵哪里来样式，哪里来形象的，对不对？
We know that God is spirit, so there is no form, no likeness on his part.
感谢神， 一打开圣经你就看到这个奥秘。
But we thank God that once you open the Bible, you could sense the mystery here.
这个我们就是神的爱子，主耶稣基督。
According to our image, that is the beloved Son of God, Christ Jesus.
所以希伯来书第一章他就讲到主耶稣基督，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
That's why we read in Hebrews chapter 1, Christ is the brightness of His glory, the express image of His exact person.
就主耶稣他有一个样式，主耶稣有一个形象。
Only Lord Jesus has this form, has a likeness.
哥罗西书第一章十五节就很清楚的，基督是那看不见神的那个像。
And also so clearly said in Colossians 1:15, Christ is the image of the invisible God.
神是我们不能看得见的，我们也不能看见，没有人看见过神，因为他是灵嘛。
God is invisible. Nobody has ever seen him because he is the Spirit.
但是他的儿子来把他彰显了。
But his son came to fully exhibit him.
只有他怀中的独生儿子把这位父彰显了出来。
Only the beloved son in God's bosom declares God.
我们感谢神。
So we give thanks to God.
所以为什么刚刚我们念的以赛亚书四十三章最后有这句话呢？是我所造作的，是我所做成的，造作就是 form。
And this is why we just read that in Isaiah 47 that I have formed him.
我们就讲到了这个 form 就是有一个模型在那里，有一个样式在那里，造作把它制作出来。
We mentioned thatWhen you speak of to form something, it means that there is a mold, a shape, a figure there, so you just formed it according to that.
我们感谢神。
So again, we give thanks to God.
我们就是他所 formed 的，罗马书第八章，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，得什么益处啊？
We have been formed by God, as Romans 8 says that all things work together for good. What is this good? For what good?
神是做万有、万人、所有的环境，要达到一个目的，就把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Through all creation, through all circumstances, He only has this one purpose, that we will be conformed to the image of His Son.
这里不单是指着我们个人，更是针着整体的教会。
This applies not only individually, but even more so applies to the whole corporate church.
哎呀，我们刚刚念的以赛亚书第四十三章，凡称为我名下的人，是为我的荣耀造的。所以你去看一看这个上下文啊，好像是指着以色列百姓讲的。
As Isaiah 43:7, when you read, everyone who is called by my name,whom I have created for my glory. From the context, you might think this is for Israelites only.
我们知道以色列本来人失败了，我们知道亚当夏娃的故事。神本来造他们是照着他的形象造的，对不对？为什么照着他的形象造呢？让他们能够来管理，来掌管所有神所创造的，来代表神的。但是你一定要有神的形象，然后你才有这个权柄能够来管理他所创造的万有。这是神一开始造人的目的，就是为着这个。
When God first created man, created Adam, He wanted them to have dominion, to subdue all the land, to rule all the creation. But this man has to be according to his image in order to have this authority to subdue and dominate the whole land.
人失败了。
Unfortunately, man failed.
我们知道撒旦的工作。
We all know the work of Satan.
当然人要负这个责任。
Of course, man is held responsible.
虽然是那个永远的旨意好像打了岔。
As though the God's eternal purpose has now been interrupted.
但是感谢神。
But we give thanks to God.
神允许这件事发生。
God did allow this thing to happen.
为什么？
Why?
更显得神的智慧、能力、他的爱，那就是以弗所第三章那一段话。
because they want, this could show even more of his power, his wisdom, and his love, as indicated in Ephesians 3.
我们看到这是历代以来隐藏在创造万有神里面的奥秘是怎样安排的，要写作教会，写作教会叫天上执政的掌权的得知神百般的智慧，感谢神，所以神允许这件事更显出神的智慧。
Because in Ephesians 3 we read that the very mystery which has been hidden for ages has now been revealed to the intent that now by the church the manifold wisdom of God may be made known to principalities and powers in the heavenly places made known by the church. And this is God's wisdom. Because God's eternal purpose shall never fail. He is the Lord God, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, who is, who was, and who will be.
Always the Almighty.
He is also the only God, wise, the Almighty.
We thank you. So,
just now
we read Isaiah 书第四十三章最后一句话，他已经做成了。
So as
做成了。
As we read it in Isaiah 43:7, we see that's past tense. It is a done deal.
所以刚刚我们念的四十三章好像你看上文下文是指着以色列选民来讲的。
As you read the context of this chapter, you thought it's referred to the God's elect, the Israelites.
因为我们知道有一天神还要恢复他们，就是从上下文我们看到。
From the context, we do know that one day God will restore Israelites.
神造人，人失败了，神就拣选亚伯拉罕的后裔，我们都知道就是以色列人，让他来发表神的荣耀。
We know when God created man and the man failed, so God chose Abraham and his descendants to manifest God's glory.
我们也知道以色列的那一个历史的背景。
And also we know of the Israelites' background, their history.
神不会失败的。
God will never fail.
不错，这一段话也是指着那称为我名下的名，是指着以色列的选民来讲的。
Indeed, everyone who is called by my name do refer to God's elects, the Israelites.
但是你去看耶利米书二十三章大概第五节吧，第五节到第六节有一句话说，耶和华说日子将到。
But in Jeremiah chapter 23 verses 5 and 6, the Lord says that the days are coming.
我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，他要执掌王权，他要执掌王权，行事有智慧，在地上要施行公义和公平。他的名到了那一日，犹大必得救，以色列必安然居住。
The days are coming, the Lord says that I will raise up to David a king who will rule, who will sit as a king and act wisely, and who will execute justice and righteousness. In those days, Israel will be saved. Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely.
And
this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteousness.
我们的义不但是以色列有一天要称义，我们这些今天因信称义的，我们都有份在这个名下。
We are all are partakers of the name of the Lord, not only just the Israelites, but we who are justified by faith.
我们感谢主，什么叫教会？什么叫基督身体？包含的我刚刚念的。不但是包含了以色列人，也包含了我们这些外邦人。
So we give thanks to God. So what is the church, the body of Christ? It contains not only the Israelites, but also we Gentiles.
以弗所第二章那一段话讲得最清楚了，大概二十二节，在那里讲什么？二十二章就讲到是做十字架，把中间的冤仇完全解决了。
In Ephesians 2, it says so clearly on this point, it speaks of the dividing wall of separation, which put to death the enmity between Israelites and Gentiles.
我们造成了一个新的人。
And we have all been made created into one new man.
两下成了一个新的人，两下以色列外邦人，我们成为一个新的人。
And the verse tells us that two groups are being made into one, so the Jews and the Gentiles.
接下来他又说，两下，有没有？两下把我们引到神的面前，我们能够与神和好了，又是两下。
And again, the verse says that so that Christ might reconcile both to God. Here again, you see two groups.
成了一个身体。
Through the cross into one body.
能够与神和好。
So we, all of us can be reconciled to God.
接下来保罗讲了一句话。
And then Paul says something here.
他说我传和平的福音给远处的人，也给近处的人，叫他们两下协助基督，协助基督，让他们能够协助一个圣灵被引到父的面前。
Then Paul says that Christ came to preach to you who are far away and also to those who are near, that by, through him, by one spirit, we all have the access to the Father.
感谢神，这是神极大的智慧，把我们两下本来不能合在一起的，外邦人同犹太人怎么能够合在一起？没有这个可能的。现在我们变成一个身体。
Thank God for such a tremendous wisdom. How could it be possible that Gentiles and Jews be reconciled to become one? This is simply impossible.
我们感谢主，所以在撒迦利亚书第六章，他要建造耶和华的殿，他要建造耶和华的殿。
We thank the Lord. That's why Zechariah chapter 6 says that he will build the temple of the Lord. He will build the temple of the Lord.
这位就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And who is he? He is our Lord, Jesus Christ.
所以我们刚刚念的，以弗所第二章，你再念下去，所以我们不再是外人，不再是客旅。是圣徒同国神家里的人了，被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督为房角石，各方靠着他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的身体。
So if you continue to read Ephesians 2, then you see that we're no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of his household.Being built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, we also are being built together for dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
教会不但是神的圣殿，神的家。教会也是基督的身体，也是基督的心腹，岂是羔羊的妻。
So the church is not only God's temple, God's house, but also God's church, and his body, and also the bride.
弟兄姊妹，他要建造耶和华的殿，不是那么简单啊。他创造万有太简单了，他说有就有了，对不对？一句话，不被摧毁之力。天地就造成了。
Brothers and sisters, it's not a simple thing to build his house. For our Christ to to create the whole world is simply by one word without any effort, because as he said, it is done. Isn't that so?
他要建造耶和华的殿，他要花多大的代价。
But for him to build the house of God,What tremendous price he has to pay.
他要上十字架。
He has to be hung on the cross.
他要流血，他要生命。
He has to give his life. He has to shed his blood.
他要经历阴间的那一种权势，他要经历甚至于感受到地狱的那种痛苦。
He has to go through the suffering in the hell. He has to experience the power of Hades.
哎呀，你看看他可惜吗？愿我们做的祷告。
Oh, recall the prayer of our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane.
父啊，你若愿意，把这个杯撤去。
Lord, if it's possible, remove this cup from me.
我们知道这个杯就是神愤怒的杯。
And we all know that this cup is the wrath of God's fury.
我们知道主来的以前三年半的时间，这是羔羊的愤怒，神的愤怒都要倾倒在地上。
Our Christ had been on earth for 3.5 years, and at this time, all the fury, anger, wrath of God, and also the anger of wrath of the lion will be poured upon him.
没有倾倒神愤怒的时候，首先两千年以前就倾倒在他最爱的那个独生子的身上。
So this,
他要喝这个苦杯。
This cup, this bitter cup of God's wrath has already first been poured upon his son. Until later on, 2,000 years ago, later, it will also be poured upon the whole world.
弟兄姊妹，你看启示录多次提到神愤怒的杯，神苦怒的杯。哎呀，
in Revelation,
神的愤怒就在这个杯里面倒空了。
In Revelation, we often read about the cup of the fierceness of his wrath, his anger. Oh, it's all being poured out.
首先就是倒在他爱子的身上。
First, it's being poured out upon his beloved son.
神啊，神啊，你为什么离弃我？
Oh God, God, why have you forsaken me?
他尝到了地狱的味道。
Christ has tasted hell for us.
这是最痛苦的一个杯。
And this is the most excruciating, painful cup.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
撒加利亚书第六章里面有句话。
Zechariah chapter 6, we read this verse.
他要建造耶和华的殿，他要建造耶和华的殿，他要担负真荣，他要担负真荣。
He will build the house of God. He will build the house of God. And he will bear the glory.
当主耶稣明白了神的旨意，一定要叫他上十字架，上过过他，他就面对耶路撒冷，欢欢喜喜的上去。他知道他得荣耀的时候到了。
When Jesus Christ understood God's will, then with joy and happiness, he simply walk toward Jerusalem.
他不但死，他要复活。
Not only did he die, but also he will rise.
你看以弗所第一章。
In
他愿超过一切执政的、掌权的、主治的、有位的、有名的，都今世的、来世的都超过了。他现在升天了，升天了，神把他举高、举高、最高的地位。
In Ephesians 1, we read that he has now been exalted high and above, has received this name that is above every name, not only in this present time life, but also in the time to come. This name is above every principalities and powers and thrones and dominions.
他的名，他要超乎万民之上的名，万切都要向他跪拜，万口都要向他称颂，他是主。
Under this,
他肩负这个荣耀，珍贵。
Under his name, every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow that he is Christ, Jesus Christ is the Lord. This is such glory he will bear.
感谢主，他建造已经成了。
We thank the Lord that this building is already accomplished in him.
所以我们刚刚念的以赛亚书43章已经做成了。
So that's why in Isaiah 43:7 that we just read that it has been done.
我们是神手中的工作，是在基督里面已经造成的。这是以弗所第二章那里一句话，造成了。
Ephesians 2, we read that we are His workmanship created in Christ. Created, which has already been accomplished.
但是这里我要特别提醒弟兄姊妹,
but here I would like to remind beloved especially,
这是指着教会来讲, 基督的身体, 基督的心腹来讲的,
this because of the church, the bride of Christ and His body.
不要忘掉,
do not forget this.
我们与基督已经结婚了,
we have being married to Jesus.
创世纪一打开你就知道，我们要离开父母与妻子联合，两人成为一体，亚当和夏娃，这是极大的奥秘，对不对？我是指着基督和教会所讲的。As
in Genesis 1, we read about Adam and Eve that God says that man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. But in Ephesians, we read that this speaks of the great mystery of the church. When the bride and the bridegroom walk on the red carpet from one end of the room to the other,
我们上个礼拜，我们有一对年轻的夫妻在我们教会里面结婚，这是我们会所搬去的第二对。第一对我们知道坚守，对不对？我们的这个叫东姊妹的儿子，他现在小孩都这么大了，好快啊！
And this is the second wedding we had in our church building. Ever since we moved there, and of course you all know that the first wedding is Jason's wedding, and their children have become so big children already. And the second couple got married just 2 weeks ago in our church building. Among all the weddings our church, our assembly has had, there are about 20 plus weddings. But this wedding, the groom is so young, the youngest one, he is about 21 years old and he's working. And in the coming September, we will have another young couple who will be married.
最对夫妇已经结婚了。
This young couple who will be married in September has already had their civil ceremony. They have registered the wedding with the government. But in September, they will give a formal wedding in our church building. And brothers and sisters, why is this? I want to mention this.
启示录十九章也好。 21章也好, 都提到羔羊婚娶的时候到了, 羔羊婚娶, 好像羔羊还没有婚娶, 对不对? 为什么到了新天新地, 还有一次, 到了千年国度, 又有一次, 羔羊婚娶的时候, 他们也预备好了。
And why so I mentioned this? Because when you read Revelation chapter 19 and 21, you see that two weddings here. Why is it that in 19 you see one wedding and then again in 21?
到底我们同主耶稣要结婚几次啊?
So is that how many weddings?
我们已经是他的心腹, 对不对? 我们已经是他的妻良下, 合而为一了, 感谢神, 我们同他完全联合, 爱的联合, 永远的联合, 生命的联合, 不会再分开了。
So how many weddings should we have with Christ? We have been united with Him. We are His wife. The two have become one. We will never be separated from Him.
所以我在哪里想,不知道我这样解释对不对啊? 你们看看啊, 其实19章的那一个 wedding, 21章的那一个 wedding, 是公开的, 在新天新地, 在新天的新地的, 乃是面前, 再一次把那个羔羊的妻, 再次的,
I don't know if my understanding of this is correct, But I believe that in new heavens and new earth, this second wedding is simply to publicly declare this union, this wedding before Christ and his bride.
21章又不但讲到新天新地，又讲到千年国度。我们又看见羔羊婚娶的时候到了，再一次的在国度的里面，在万民立国的面前，再次公开的宣告。
And in chapter 21, not only do you read about the new heavens and new earth, but also the millennium kingdom. So once again, this wedding is made public before all creation.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经结婚了。
Brothers and sisters, we have been married.
所以我又再次的提醒我们，当这个证婚啊，这个证啊，这个这个这个新证新郎证新娘从地坛的一头走到地坛的那一头。
When the bride walks from one end on the one end of the carpet to the other end,
然后证婚人要问他们有两句话，其实我讲这是废话。
And the person who officiates the ceremony would ask them two questions. To me, this is really nonsensical.
下次我再就问的话，我要对这个证婚人说，你要讲废话做什么？你愿不愿意嫁给某某做你的丈夫？然后问丈夫说：“你愿不愿意嫁某某做你的妻子？”然后他们说什么 ？I do.
Because the one who officiates the wedding will ask the bride, so and so will take this man to be your husband, and again ask the bridegroom, will you take so and so as your wife? And both of them would say, I do.
弟兄姊妹，是不是废话？
Brothers and sisters,
我们已经从地毯走到了那一头，还要说我不愿意吗？
Brothers and sisters, don't you think this is nonsensical? Because they have already walked on the carpet from one end of the room to the pulpit.
然后他们交换然后他们立婚约，然后他们交换价值，然后证婚人就宣告他们现在是夫妻了。
And then they made their wedding vows, exchanged the rings, and the person who officiates the wedding would declare them husband and wife.
弟兄姊妹，从这一天开始是夫妻了。
From this time on, they are a couple, husband and wife. The two have become one flesh. But again, I want to remind brothers and sisters here.
今天很多神的儿女，很多教会还把它当作什么？当作 dating。我们知道什么叫 dating， 就是没有结婚以前，他们两位叫朋友，然后丈夫然后这个男的和女的看看是不是我所理想的要找的那个对象。假如不理想的话，我们 dating 一段时间，我们还可以分手的，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that so many children of God today treat our Lord Christ as though they are still dating. Do you know what dating is? That is during this period of time, you would decide whether this person is ideal for you or not. If not so, then you just split.
今天很多弟兄说还没有定规，我已经 I do， 对方也说 I do 了。
So many of God's children, even today, have not resolved in their heart to say I do.Christ has already said, I do.
对方的 I do 绝对不会的毁约的。
The I do from Christ is forever will never be annulled.
我这里还要提醒弟兄姊妹，当你一嫁给这方男方，我们感谢神。假如男方是一个非常有钱的一个富豪 ,millionaire, 你嫁给他，你的名字就要跟随丈夫的名字了。对不对啊？这是中国人的规矩，也是犹太人的规矩。你男方女方就要名字就是男方的了，这什么意思？
In Chinese custom, so is with a Jewish custom. Once you get married, you would take your husband's last name as yours. What does this mean? Say you now marry a millionaire, then from now on, you would take his last name as yours.
Share.
It means you share in him.
南德罗斯有很多的地产。 If bank account 里面不知道有多少，连自己都不知道这个数目。 哎呀，他住的是一个非常豪华的房子，开的是一个非常豪华的车子，这些都是你的啦。It
means that you share with whatever he has, like he lives in a tremendous, wonderful mansion, a wonderful, beautiful car. All these are yours.
当然，今天有很多的夫妻其实还没有真正，其实也没有真正成为夫妻，你知道吗？ 很多特别是老外他们的 account 还是自己保存的，所有的产业还是自己保存的，不是 share的，弟兄姊妹，这不是真正的夫妻。
In today's society, many couples are not really couples in the sense that they keep their separate accounts. What is the wife is hers, what is the husband is his.
哎呀,
this is not husband and wife.
我们就想到教会和主耶稣结婚。 哎呀，就是像布阿斯和鲁德一样的结婚。哎呀，大家都可以share，他所有的丰富，布阿斯所有的丰富，鲁德都可以share。鲁德有什么东西给布阿斯的？只有自己带来的咒诅，自己带来的罪恶，所有的一切都归给他。感谢神，敬拜神，哈利路亚。
Our marriage to Christ is just like the marriage between Boaz and Ruth. Boaz has everything, all the fields, inheritances, and Ruth has nothing. All she has is sin and curse. But Ruth now shares everything that Boaz possesses.
弟兄姊妹，路德不过是个摩押人，被咒诅的，他们永远不能进入神的会。
Ruth is a Moabitess, and Moabites are cursed, and they shall never enter the house of God. It's just like you and we today. We are cursed, but we thank God. We have been married to Him.
恐怒已被召毁灭的器皿，今天神要把所有的丰盛。 都要彰显在我们蒙怜悯召预备的器皿的里面，弟兄姊妹，今天我们得到是什么？还不是这些属地的产业？是的，万有都是他的，也是我们的。Brothers
and sisters, what do we receive from this marriage? We were originally of the vessels of wrath to be destroyed, but now He has made us this vessels of mercy, prepared to exhibit the riches of His glory. What we have is not only the earthly possessions.
大祭司的祷告，父啊，你给我的荣耀，我都给他们了，愿他们合而为一，所有的荣耀给主的，今天都给了教会。
Even though we do possess all creation, but as Christ prays in His priestly prayer, the glory you have given me, I gave them. And this is the whole glory of God has been given to the church.
什么荣耀?
So what glory is this?
我刚刚就解释过了，所有神本身一切的丰盛都在基督里面，我们在基督里面也得着了一切的丰盛。弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天得着的，还要彰显出来，活出来。
As I just explained in Ephesians that in Christ dwells all the fullness of the deity bodily, and we have been made complete in Him. We have received this glory, but we also need to live it out, to manifest it.
我再提醒我们不是在dating。
Once again, I want to remind you that we are not dating.
没有后悔的机会了。
There is no more chances for you to regret.
不能改变了。
This is unchangeable.
很多人 今天好像还是待听。什么叫待听？你还可以做你所喜欢的事。在待听的时候，除了他们会面的时候，你有很多的时间，你还是可以做你自己的事啊。你喜欢那个手机，这个 smart 这个风的，你一天到晚也可以很享受的看啊听啊，甚至于一些东西是不应当看的你也在看啊，很多东西不能听的你也在听啊。你不要忘掉，两人成为一体，他喜欢不喜欢。
What is dating? Dating is, apart from the time you two come together, you still have time to do whatever you desire. Maybe you like the smartphone. You just use your smartphone even to look into things you're not supposed to. But we have been married to Christ. You have to consider whatever you do, does it please the Lord? Because He is our husband. The two have become one flesh.
他喜欢吗？
Does he take delight in this?
很多夫妻发生问题，这是其中一个原因。做丈夫的，做妻子的，还是过去自己的生活，他忘了是两个人在一起的。
This is one of the reasons that today there are so many marital problems because they have forgotten that even though they're married, but they still live as singles. No, they have become one flesh.
在 dating 的时候，很多时间你可以自己活着，对不对？你可能一个礼拜见到你那个你将来要成为你配偶的，可能你有几天的时间，或者不管怎样，还有很多的时间是你的，对不对？现在不是了，弟兄姊妹。
While you're dating, you still have much time for yourself, even though you might see your future spouse for a few days a week, but there's so much more time reserved for yourself.
很多弟兄姊妹还在 dating, 一个礼拜一天来到教会与我们的主见见面，相会相会，这是夫妻吗？
So many brothers and sisters are still dating Christ. That it's just on Sunday you come to the church, you meet with him. Is this called a couple?
你花了多少时间与主在一起？
How much time do you spend time before him, pray and study God's word?
亲近他，
to draw near to him?
哎呀，可怜
！What a pity！
老底家的教会，看见吗？主耶稣基督在门外。
Do you see the Laodicean church? Isn't Christ being shut outside the door?
今天教会很多教会是与基督在那里 dating。
Today there are so many churches are still dating Christ。
你要悔改
，repent。
凡我所爱的，我要管教，我要责备。
Him。Whom I love, I will chasten, I will rebuke.
所以你要打发热心，你要悔改。
Be zealous and repent.
所有弟兄姊妹要悔改。
All the brothers,
要悔改。
All the brothers and sisters need to repent. All God's churches need to repent.
我们这位主，我们的丈夫是谁吗？你知道？
Do you know who is our husband, our Lord?
他的名已经超过万名之上的名。哎呀，你对他是什么样一个态度啊？还不是一般的丈夫啊！你就是不挖事也好，不过是有一些地上的产业。我们这位丈夫，哎呀，万切要跪拜的。你呢有没有跪拜？你今天有没有称他是你的主？你有没有真正成为他名下的人？
Christ's name is above every name, and our marriage with Christ is not just an ordinary marriage, even with Boaz. He only possesses all the earthly fields, but he is the Lord of all. Do you really call him your Lord? Does every tongue confess, every knee bow, that he is Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord?
好，时间已经过了几分钟，抱歉。
I apologize that my time has passed for several minutes.
我们刚刚十九章那一段很重要的话，我们根本没有时间交通。下次第十七讲，我们再好好的来交通。
The passage in Revelation 19, I do not have time to share with you. Let's just leave it to next sharing.
蒙恩得传光明洁白的西马伊，这个西马伊就是圣徒的。义，什么叫义？什么叫义？不是一个宗教的义，规规矩矩做人，不是的，完全不是这个意思。
The bride was granted to be arrayed in white linen. The white linen is the righteousness of the saints. What is the righteousness? It's not a religious righteousness that you behave properly and orderly.
我们刚刚弟兄姊妹念的以弗所第四章，你回去再好好地看看，这里告诉我们什么叫义，什么叫义。
Go home and read closely Ephesians 4, our brother just read with all of us. There it speaks of righteousness.
我们下次再讲。
Let's share on this next time. Your head bow, please. Let's pray.
主，我们敬拜你，赞美你，称颂你的名。
Lord, we worship you, we thank you, and we bless your name.
主啊，我们歌颂你的时候，我们的嘴唇和被拯救的灵魂都要向你欢呼。
Oh Lord, when we sing your praises, our lips and our redeemed souls shall shout out for joy.
主，我们今天成了何等的人。
What men have we all become today? You have not withheld any good from us. Lord, you are our Redeemer. You are the rock of our salvation. You are our shield. We also thank you for you are also our loving Father. You are our potter. We are the work of your hand. Oh Lord, we thank you that it has been created in Christ Jesus. Grant us this faith. It's not that we could do anything, but you have made it all. All have been accomplished.
你首先的，你是幕后的，你是始，你是终。你是阿拉法，你是欧米伽，现在、今在、以后、永在的全能的神。
It is all done. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are the one who is and who was and who is to come.
基督在我们心中成了荣耀的盼望。
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
外邦人注意何等丰盛的荣耀。
Oh, what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles?
主基督的塑造我们，改变我们，变化我们，破碎我们。
Continue to mold us, change us, transform us, and break us.
让你的荣耀在我们中间彰显出来。
Let your glory be manifested in our midst.
主只有你配得这样的荣耀。
Lord, only you are worthy of this glory.
祷告祈求，信耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.